This is WFYI News Now. It's November 27th, and I'm Abrianna Heron. Coming up, many people buy either a plastic Christmas tree or a freshly cut one, but there's a third option that's more sustainable than both. They're called living Christmas trees.
And they have 10, 15, 20 trees in a row that they're able to see them grow and change throughout their property through time.
More on that story later, but first, these headlines. Indiana University searches for a new head football coach after firing Tom Allen on Sunday. In a statement that announced the firing, athletic director Scott Dolson said, quote, "I have determined that we have lost momentum and that a change in leadership is necessary at this time." Allen and IU agreed to a $15.5 million buyout, about $5 million less than his contract called for. Allen said in a statement it has been his greatest professional honor to coach at Indiana, but he urged the university to embrace the changing landscape of college football, primarily coming up with the NIL money it needs to compete in the Big Ten. More news out of Indiana University. Many faculty there oppose U.S. Representative Jim Banks' accusation that IU fails to combat anti-Semitism. Banks threatened IU could lose federal funding because of recent protests and called pro-Palestinian activism anti-Semitic. The Indiana Republican congressman wrote those accusations in a letter to IU President Pamela Whitten. Professor of Political Science Jeffrey Isaac authored a letter in defense of the protests taking place, citing academic freedom. Isaac says politicians that pressure university leaders and mislabel hate speech are dangerous. He says peaceful activism and controversial ideas are free speech.
And it's also on a campus, a way that students learn to be citizens and to be informed individuals.
Isaac is Jewish, and he says he and many other IU faculty don't think pro-Palestinian demonstrations are anti-Semitic. He says he has not taken part in the demonstrations, but pro-Palestinian speech should be protected.
They have a right to think and say those things without being charged with anti-Semitism or being accused of terrorism.
Many faculty have signed the letter in defense of academic freedom. An Indiana school district asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review a case concerning a student's right to use the bathroom that aligns with their gender identity. A potential Supreme Court decision could set precedent for the rest of the country if the court takes the case. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a decision against the Metropolitan School District of Martinsville that says students must have access to the bathroom that matches their gender identity. Martinsville's lawyer recently filed a petition to the U.S. Supreme Court alleging that the Seventh Circuit misinterpreted the law. Steve Sanders is a law professor at Indiana University. He says the Supreme Court only hears a small fraction of the cases, but it might review this one.
I don't think it's a slam dunk, but I think there is a significant chance the Supreme Court will agree to take this case.
He says the Supreme Court might clarify the law since the 11th Circuit Appeals Court came to a different conclusion than the 7th and the 4th Circuits. He also said Martinsville's lawyer, the former U.S. Solicitor General under George W. Bush, might increase the odds that the court takes the case.
It's not every day that you get a litigator of the stature of Paul Clement deciding to Bigfoot his way into a case like this.
Sanders says the Supreme Court might not decide whether to review the case for several months. If the court does review it, the case will likely be heard between late spring and early fall. Indiana lawmakers won't consider any gaming bills in the 2024 session. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports that's because a former state legislator recently agreed to plead guilty to federal corruption charges stemming from the last major gaming bill in 2019.
Former Republican Representative Sean Eberhardt is admitting to taking a bribe, the promise of a six-figure job with Spectacle Gaming, in exchange for his support of the 2019 bill that benefited Spectacle. Both House Speaker Todd Houston and Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Bray agree the fallout from that will rule out any gaming legislation in the upcoming session. And Bray says it makes it more difficult to consider gaming bills beyond 2024.
It taints the State House. It diminishes the confidence that people have in the integrity of the State House. It causes an awful lot of problems, and it makes it particularly difficult to engage in that kind of policy.
The gaming industry had been trying to get lawmakers to legalize online casino gambling in recent years. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.
And for our last story, when it comes to buying a Christmas tree, there's usually two options for people, a freshly cut tree or a plastic one. But there's a third option that's more sustainable than both. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports living Christmas trees can be planted outside after the holiday is over, but it's a long-term commitment that's not for everyone.
Erin Bechet manages the garden center at Abel Nursery and Landscape in Bloomington, which sells fresh-cut and living trees. She says for the price of a tall fresh-cut tree that only lasts one season, you can buy a 5 or 6 foot living tree that will last decades. Bechet says it's a family tradition for many of their customers.
And they have 10, 15, 20 trees in a row that they're able to see them grow and change throughout their property through time.
Like all trees, they also help cool the planet by providing shade and absorbing carbon dioxide. But living trees require some effort. To prevent temperature shock, experts at Purdue University say you should only have it inside for 3 to 5 days, plus a few days in the garage before and after being indoors. You also have to have a place to plant it that's not too close to your home or power lines. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
To learn more on how to care for and plant a living Christmas tree, go to WFYI.org/news. That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Our podcast is produced by the following people who live in your community: Darian Benson, Kendall Antron, who composed the music for this podcast, and me, Abriana Heron. Our news director is Sarah Nell Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.